Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The Mike O'Mara Show vignette is brought to you by scorebig.com. If you've ever been to a game or concert that's supposedly sold out, you might not be being told the truth.
It's a jive.
That's really not well said. You're not really being told that. Yeah, I guess it
works. Yeah, it works for me.
They'd be lying.
Well, there are open seats all around you. It's because they're not really sold out. And how do you get those tickets? It's very simple. Go to our friends at ScoreBig, ScoreBig.com. There's a better way to get them. It's called ScoreBig, and ScoreBig works with the teams, promoters, and other ticket providers so you can save 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. How about the Redskins? RG3. All season long, ScoreBig has your Redskins tickets. Tickets at ScoreBig.com are always below box office price. That's guaranteed. Go to ScoreBig.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout and save at least $15 off the box office price on your first purchase. Nancy Ward got two lower box seats at a Giants-Rockies game just right off first base for $50 total.
Nice.
Nancy figures she saved $100 in just one game, and she says her friends can't believe it. Now they're using the TMOS code too. So check them out at scorebig.com. And we thank you in advance. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. And now we have a phone call to start the show today.
That's always fun.
Yeah, we're calling up to New York City. And I'm very excited about this one because this lady has always got something to say. And she's back in the. I know. I'd like to apologize for anyone in the studio if there's the smell of dog feces
and cabbage.
Yeah, and garbage. So we are now dialing up to New York City.
Got to get a new
phone. Hope she answers. No, phone is great. It's the best phone. Hello?
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 Is this the party to whom I am speaking?
Who's calling?
It's Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Gaga?
Well, excuse me?
Is this Lady Gaga?
This is Lady Gaga.
How are you feeling?
Oh,
huh?
I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Cool. I'm tired.
What were you're what?
I'm tired.
Well, we saw pictures of you on the television, on the internet, and
who am I speaking with?
It's Rob Spiewak along with Oscar Santana, hey. Buzz Burbank.
I don't know you.
Yes, the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't know you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We know you.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Remember the internet show?
I know him. I've heard of him.
Yeah, you've heard of him?
I've heard of the show.
Do you have a take on Mike O'Mara?
What's that mean?
I mean, do you have an opinion?
No, I don't. I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara.
What do you want?
I saw on the internet that you have sort of a new...
Oh, I'm so tired.
Yeah, you...
I had a late night last night.
What did you do? Well, there's a... You have
a
new look.
I had a concert. I had a concert, and then I went out.
Where was the concert?
I went out for Chinese food after my concert.
I noticed that you look
so
like...
I'm still chock full of MSG.
You look like you've maybe put on a few pounds. It's a new look. I like it. I do like it.
Can I ask a question?
I wish you would.
I'm really sorry. How long is this conversation going to take? Because there's something I have to do.
What do you
if
have
you
to...
get my drift.
Oh, you have to do that?
Wink, wink. I have to drop some gagas off at the pool.
Oh,
big party?
Oh, you better believe it's
were
big
you
party.
At Mike O'Mara's yesterday?
Who was that?
That's Mark Ronick.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Gaga.
He's from New York, too.
Is he really?
I am.
That's great.
watch this. Gaga, yeah. Watch this. Hello. Say water.
Say water, Mark.
Water.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hold on.
All right. Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead. What can I do for you?
Well, I enjoy your new look, and I'm wondering
Thank
if you have sort of a new...
What do you mean, my new look?
You look like you've changed your look.
Well, I change my... I change costumes.
Curvier.
I change costumes every day.
You're
every
more,
single day, I change costumes.
You're more Rubenesque.
Curvaceous.
Huh?
Curvaceous.
What are you getting at? I don't know. What's this about? You guys, it's a talk like a bunch of effing riddles.
Okay. You're what fat. You're fat.
You put on
no,
a little
weight.
No,
that's not nice.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not?
That's not
fat.
Kind.
All right. Walk me through your day yesterday.
My day yesterday, I woke up in the morning. I do what I usually go down to the corner. We have a wonderful breakfast shop here, and I have my usual breakfast.
Shop?
A breakfast place.
Is it
a breakfast place?
Is it S-H-O-P-P-E?
No, it's not shop. happy. Here in New York, we have lots of breakfast places.
Okay.
And I go down to Crohn's for my breakfast in the morning. And I have
Do they have the fruit that they dip in the dark chocolate?
Yeah, the juice. It drips right off your chin.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So I have my usual breakfast that I have every morning. I have the same breakfast every morning.
Right, well, which is what?
Yeah, thank you. Jesus. Hello, God. The same breakfast. I have two fried egg sandwiches.
Two.
An order of hash browns.
Yes.
Half a dozen donuts. And knish.
And then what happens after breakfast?
After breakfast, I go to rehearsal. Which
go
is
to what?
A rehearsal. Rehearsals in my apartment.
Right. Oh, you have
my
like a studio.
My music coach and my vocal coach.
And who is
comes
that?
Comes over, my choreographer.
Yes.
He comes over as well, and we do about 45 minutes of rehearsing for the concert. Add anything new that we want to put in the show,
right.
And then it's lunchtime.
And then what's for lunch?
Usually pizza.
Okay. Nice. Now, do you go out, or do you have it brought in?
It can vary. You know, if I feel like
it
going
can what?
Out. It can vary.
Yes?
If I feel like going out, usually I'll have some pies brought in.
Sure. What toppings?
Well, I like sausage, pepperoni, or the meat lovers.
You like all that, huh?
And I go to Two Boots, which is... they sent a pie over... They sent a pie over last month.
Yeah. Yes.
It arrived. I opened up the box. I said, look at that son of a bitch.
I remember.
Look
I remember.
It was the Two Boots pizza and come so from Greenwich Village.
And then you finish
delicious
lunch.
Delicious pie.
You finish lunch.
Yes, we finish lunch. And then it's I usually rest. I rest for the bulk of the afternoon.
How long do you rest?
Anywhere from a quarter of two through 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So about six hours?
You ever wake up craving a snack after a nap?
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. I've got a nightstand with a drawer that is filled with different little confections that I snack on
like
during
what?
The day. Sweet Tarts, Paydays, Nestle's Crunch Bars, Snickers, the usual assortment.
Cake Pops.
And the amazing thing is you've got this hummingbird-like metabolism.
I do. It's why I look good.
And
I burn it off on stage.
Miss Gaga?
Yes, who's that?
Oscar Santana.
Oh, hello.
Big
Oscar.
Fan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I think maybe I'm the closest to a little monster in this room that you will have.
Hold on.
Fan club.
What was that?
Nothing.
Did you say something?
No, I didn't say a word.
Must be a connection.
I thought, Oscar, did you have a question?
Yeah, I did. So it's tough to be a pop star these days, and you're always being scrutinized for your
something
body.
Something on the line.
Yeah. Static?
Keep hearing a noise.
What were you saying, Oscar?
So... your new look, that I guess you probably gained from...
Wait a second. Is it...
My
raining
observations.
Up there?
Would you let him ask his question, Mr. Energy? Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Of your pictures, you probably gained about 15 to 20 pounds.
No.
Well,
untrue.
I can't help but notice the
lies,
gut.
Lies.
You've got a G now. You've got a gut.
It's the tabloids. Those are not my pictures. Every one of those pictures is photoshopped.
Really?
Photoshopped.
Do they have an agenda against you?
An agenda?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's just because I'm famous and they're jealous. That's the way it works.
But is it really healthy for this weight? It's not so unhealthy for
Why
a
are you talking
person?
About the weight? I'm not heavy. I'm the same as I've always been.
Let me change the subject
yes.
then. Are you in your apartment now?
What?
Are you in your apartment now?
I am in my apartment now.
Are you alone?
I'm not alone.
Is there someone there we could speak to?
I'm with someone.
Can I talk to this person?
Yes, I'll put him on the phone.
Oh, it's him.
Imagine who it would be.
Honey.
Honey, we don't think we're going to talk to you.
Guy spent the night or?
Someone else in Gaga's apartment.
Hello, Rob.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Let's stop the show.
What the hell?
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Does anyone ever feel like they're solving a crime reading people's Facebook status updates? You read them and it's like 8:36 p.m. Elizabeth is going out for drinks with the girls tonight. 9:12 p.m. Margaritas plus friendship equals heaven. 9:43 p.m. Some weird guy in a windbreaker just bought me a drink. 10:01 a.m. Walking down some highway in Nevada, WTF. Guy in windbreaker changes relationship status from single to it's complicated.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from what used to be Buzz Burbank's easy chair, but now it's Mike's because of his surgery, here's...
here's Mike.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 15 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Don't call.
No, not today.
718-506-1625.
We're much too
and
busy,
yet you though. Give the number anyway.
I don't know.
And right as you said that, a call popped up on the line.
Really? Well, let's take it.
You want me to punch it in?
What could possibly go wrong?
Yuck.
Hello?
Okay, it's area code 916.
916, Sacramento. Hello. Hello, area code 916.
Mike?
Yes, this is Mike. And shut up for a second. We never take a phone call.
This is why.
But we decided to take yours, and I have no idea why. It could be a disaster. I haven't even given the opening sponsorship for the show yet. We have guests today. We have a lot of business to take care of, but you are the first person on the plate. Go ahead.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I just got to let you know, I'm up here in Ashland, Oregon, listening at a hop yard of all places, and you guys it's awesome listening to you every day.
Is a hop yard where, obviously, they make hops for beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. So
that's amazing.
You're in agriculture. You're mm-hmm. growing hops where you are?
Yeah, in Ashland, Oregon. It's in Southern Oregon.
That's cool.
Beautiful,
like that.
Up here.
What else? What else are you growing?
Yeah, I figured I'd give you guys a call, and I'm actually going to pick up my buddy right now. We're going to head out and build a deck, of all things.
Well, that's wonderful. And from the hop yard, I'm glad. No, the rule is no one else gets to talk to the callers. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call, sir.
Well, hey, is Oscar there?
Oscar's here. Now, if you'd like to speak directly to Oscar with no one else interrupting, I'm training the rest of the boys on how to do these phone calls. You see, it doesn't work when we try to talk to a caller mm-hmm. in a multiple setting. It really doesn't work. Rob's getting his pen
salutations, and paper. Friend.
It doesn't work.
Go ahead,
hey,
Oscar.
But Oscar, I watched your boy Brian Williams last night, and it was a pretty good piece. Although I think he has to take some pointers from Ted Koppel.
Yeah,
I
would agree.
A pretty good piece.
Brian hasn't been on his A game lately, but I appreciate you realizing that we're clearly both fans if you're sitting down and watching the show.
Oh, no, it was great. I've never watched Rock City, but it was pretty good.
Now, all
and
the way.
I never knew that.
All right, that's it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. Sorry. No, kill it.
Anyways, now I'm babbling.
Thank you, man.
Mark.
He's gone.
Mark, you're going to. That is. If we were doing sprints in a pool. I mean, when you see my arm, even if you
okay.
if you cut him off early, I'll never get angry.
Okay.
But geez, we got.
I'm happy to do that.
Wasn't that a great call at the beginning, though?
The show today is brought to you by the Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. Next week,
yeah.
All right, be forewarned.
Yes.
And be prepared. We will do an all-call show.
Oh, yeah!
Nice!
Yeah, that's great.
But I want...
Hooray!
I want technical assistance so we can maybe try to do it. Let's see if we can figure out a way to do it efficiently and quickly and,
sure.
you know, whatever way we can do. So remember, it may be late next week.
Okay.
All right, let's try to do that.
Or early next month.
The show is brought to you, as I said before, by the Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. Hello, April. It kicks off with a cybersecurity event Monday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. at NVC's Annandale campus, and admission is free. If you're out there and you're looking for opportunities, this is the time to go.
Mm.
The featured speaker, Dr. Ronald Ross, one of the top technology decision makers in government, and the event includes dinner and a free gift. Seats are going to go fast. So listen, reserve yours today at 703-323-3281 and tell them you heard about it right here. Stay tuned for more such events from Northern Virginia Community College's Workforce Development Division. And we thank April and
awesome.
All of them over there at NVCC for their business. We have a special guest on the program today, Mr. Andrew Langer, my favorite right-wing Republican
thank you, Mike.
Tea Party
thank
guy.
You. Welcome.
We're going to talk a little politics great. on the show today. Very excited about that. We got a lot to cover on the program. So much going on. We got a new Easterns commercial, and I jotted it down right after the show.
I ain't seen it.
That is the
best. Is it awesome?
I actually sent a message to the person who's in it.
Oh, wow.
I was so motivated by this commercial.
Is it a rap?
It made me. It's like at Eastern Motors.
Your job's your credit.
It features Brian Arapco and this dude. And I laughed so hard that I sent him a personal message. That's
a friend of yours?
No, not really. Okay. Celebrity. Britney Spears on the X Factor. I'd like to talk about that today. Oscars Thursday. My daughter, the Data Terminator. Obama is in our backyard today. If I could have one servant in my house, what would that servant do? And did Carrie have extra coffee today?
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
I know.
And that's your wife, Carrie. I was curious about
that. What about the iPhone 5?
Yes. Hey, look at that, brother. You know what I do when I read these things, pal?
What?
I have it on number three, and I skip over it because you know why?
Why?
I want to lead with it.
Nice. Oh, wow.
And I want to lead with it because we got Zoolander in the house, and Zoolander stood in line to get his like all the other douchebags. And then we'll get to Andrew Langer.
Okay,
a little
perfect.
Bit.
All right. No worries.
So, Zoolander, you said you've had a morning, and of course, we'll keep these questions and
Thank
answers
you.
Brief because it is
Thank
Zoolander.
Well,
I think that's very nice of you.
All right, let me, first of all, the yes no part. You did get up early and to wait in line.
I did.
You went to what store?
I went to the AT&T at Reston Town Center.
At Reston Town Center, was there a line?
Yeah.
And how long was the line?
It was long. It was there was about 15 people in front of me, but there was about 50 people behind me.
Wow. Wow. Did anyone in the line clear their throat?
No.
You know, I think it's just the lisp. I think you should pick on him. Pick on him for the throat. Pick on him for the lisp.
Okay.
So let me ask you. You said it was a disaster. What happened?
Well, I didn't get the phone because they didn't have the one I wanted.
What happened?
They didn't have the one. There are only like two of them.
No, there's more than that.
There's two colors.
There are two colors and three different sizes. I wanted black, 64 gig.
Uh-huh. So you wanted the behemoth.
The big guy.
Yeah.
You wanted the big guy.
Right.
64 gig.
Why do you need 64 gig?
Because I'm full on my 32.
Really?
Of what?
Yeah. Pictures and music.
You know, yeah, that worries
Zoolander's
me.
Very social, though.
I pre-ordered the 32, and now I'm thinking I blew it.
No, I think you're fine.
No, you'll be fine.
What do you have right now?
Okay? I have a 16.
Well, if you're
this
fine.
Is twice as big,
fine.
Mike.
Yeah,
I got mine
good.
As well.
You got yours pre-ordered?
Schmosker Fantana.
Oh,
right.
Boy.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go.
Because I was told specifically not to talk about this.
Right.
But you can't tell me that because I'm going to talk about it.
Right, you douchebag. Did you get a hookup?
Well, I was going to stand in line like Zoolander and all the other rubes out there.
He's been fishing for this like Captain Quint since Monday.
Right. Yeah.
So somebody I know knows somebody they know, so they were able to get me one, and I will pick it up after work.
F you bastard.
Did Schmob help him with that?
No.
It wasn't that guy?
No, this is so strange.
Did you use the Schmifscher figure from our friend Schmappy?
I'm going to, yes.
Really?
Yes. So I said, I missed.
I bet you're not.
No, I am.
I bet you're not.
No, I am. I misdialed a guy that I was trying to call. Same name. I have like so many different numbers.
You're a happening guy.
Yeah.
I have so
and
many numbers.
Like,
I don't know what I could possibly do.
And Schmosker caught this guy. I was like, oh, dude, I got the wrong guy. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh, you're on the West Coast, right? He's like, yeah, I work for, you know where he works for. And I'm like, oh, interesting. I said, well, you know, I hope all is well. Good luck with everything. You got a big day tomorrow. He's like, yeah, I heard that you were looking for an iPhone 5. La, la, la.
Yeah. You dial a wrong number, but he's in your system. So it's just a rando that you don't even effing remember. And you obviously put his number in your system because he works for that company, and you happen to call it. Because you're like trying to do, and so he hooked you up?
I was trying to call a guy in production from my office, and I called him by accident, and he said, look, let me see what I can do.
Please tell me you're picking it up at the store.
Yes, I'm picking it up at the store.
Can I come
with? You'll have a little
Well, I've only got one reserve.
Yeah, I was going to say, what, you going to watch him pick it up?
Yeah.
Maybe he can take a picture.
So he calls the store in the D.C. area.
Right.
And then he talks to whoever he talks to, and he worked it out for me.
They set one aside.
So, you are the golden boy.
He truly is.
Don used to call me the golden boy. Yes. You were officially the golden boy.
I don't know how it happened, man.
He
it
is.
Was just like...
Apparently,
man,
when magical boy. Things happen based on wrong numbers, it makes me want to kill myself.
That is
you know what happens
major.
When I dial a wrong number? I get arrested.
Let's get back to Zoo.
Sorry.
Yes,
let's.
Who was in line. You're 15 people in line.
Right.
So you are there today. You only 15 people. And they don't have the effing phone. I'd be out of my gourd.
What time you get there?
quarter to seven.
6:45 I would seriously.
So yeah.
What was their? What possible is? How many? What was their allotment? Did they get three of them?
Maybe one. Maybe zero. I don't know.
Really?
That's probably the. It's not the most popular.
Yeah, that's
size.
The thing. What color. I kept hearing was it's not the most popular model, so they're not going to have a lot. Of them.
Certainly the most popular with you though.
Is that the full F word that we'll have to edit out?
Yes,
afterwards?
You know what? When he says it, who can tell?
Right. So what did you say to the guy?
I said, F you.
Did you?
Oh, no.
That one I heard.
And then I left the store. And then I went to the Apple store because, you know, there's one in Reston now.
Right.
So I went down the street. They didn't have it.
They didn't have it either?
Did you stand in line there as well?
No, they were handing out cards.
Oh, so you got a card.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they didn't have it. So I was like, okay, I'll go to Fair Oaks Mall.
Oh, my God.
Drove to Fair Oaks Mall. Apple there didn't have it. AT&T didn't have it.
Wow.
Drove to Fair Lakes. Went to Best Buy, Walmart. Didn't have it.
Oh, my God.
Went to Target.
7, 8 places?
The guy said he could have it shipped when I talked to him on the phone. So he was like, come in the store and we'll place an order. I get to the store and they don't have any left.
Oh, no.
Wow. So the 64 is like worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. So I'm driving to.
Put that on eBay, Rob.
Thinking about it.
There you go.
Thinking about it.
I'm on my way to Manassas, so I'm like, okay, there's all those stores here. So I call the Walmart, nothing. Call the Target, nothing.
Oh, there's nothing in Manassas.
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
They'll send out like 3 million phones to retailers in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. Manassas will get 2.
I called Walmart and asked them for the 64, and they said, we don't have it or something.
Langer, do you have one? Did you get one?
I don't do Apple products. I do. Yes. I'm strictly an Android guy.
Of course he is. Yes. That's because he's a contrarian. I've always thought that Andrew Langer really isn't a Republican. He just likes to say things that people hate.
That's no, right. I don't.
All right.
No,
but
good news. I called the AT&T store in Manassas, and they said they're getting another shipment about noon today. So I'm going to try to go over there on my way.
I hope. Awesome. You know what?
First of all, that's a lie. They're not getting any more.
Hey,
they want you
I
in the
believe.
Store. Yeah, you can.
He's been to Thank 5 you. Stores.
That is really.
And on top of all that, I canceled my pre-order yesterday afternoon so I could go to the store and get it today.
So you had the order.
I had the pre-order, but I wasn't going to deliver until October 5th.
Why so important? Why today? Why do you
I
have to have it today?
Because that's the thing. Mm-hmm. That's the culture of the community. You know, I wrote today, this is, you know, when Oscar said get to it, it was number 3 on my items today. And I went, anybody stand in line, ? Kill them all. I just, you know, these people that are just, it is our thing. Mm-hmm. It is our, you know, like, the company, I am all in as far as this company is concerned.
Sure.
He's spoiled. Rob wrote that down. That's too funny. It's the culture of Apple. You know what? And here it is.
Bless their hearts, though, because they can do it.
I can't get pissed at the people standing in line because how many things do we have in this country,
as adults,
products that are made now? Adult products that are really superior to anything.
Adult products.
And I'm not talking about
we do that better than anybody else.
Oh, something that takes D batteries.
Just amazing products. Yeah. I mean, it's such a great product.
I was so excited that this morning I had an evening out with My Fair Lady last night.
Very nice.
Yes.
That's good.
And we left a vehicle at in the Arlington area just because we didn't want a drunk drive.
You
home.
Did Arlington, huh?
Yes.
And then he dialed a wrong number and he got a brand new car.
Brand new car and someone drove him home in a limo.
That's right.
So we stopped by the bank because she was originally going to pick up the phone for me because I was going to be at the office. And
now that would have been supreme douchebaggery. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get the hookup, not only are you just conveniently going to be able to pick it up after work, but she picks it up for you. You're not even going to go to the store. That would have been ultimate douchebaggery.
Her with her broken foot.
Someone's got to slay the dragon.
That's right.
You know, she's got the day off.
Oh, she does. Okay.
So for me, I just said to myself, well, look, I don't want to put you out. Maybe I can swing by the Georgetown store and just pop in and grab a phone. Because I thought that the rush had been over because...
Part the crowds! Oscar's here to pick up his phone!
What are you going to do if you get to the store today, this afternoon, and the very real possibility that you get there and there's a huge line, which is there's going to be at every Apple
store
all day
today?
That's
right.
I've got confirmation.
You can go into the store and not have to wait in line?
I don't have to.
I feel so nauseated. I really just feel sick of myself.
Because I said, look, if this is another line waiting thing, I don't want to be a part of it. I'll go do it.
You
hey, I appreciate the fact that you're helping me.
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew. At
least he's Oscar, are you getting the big dog, or are you getting this 64
No, I'm just
gig?
Getting 16, because I'll probably lose this in like 2 months.
So. See, I hold on to my phone. It's all about keeping your phone.
If you if you're responsible, it's worth getting the larger memory. I have lost too many a phone. Yeah. To invest that much
money.
Let's
address one thing that we had during our little business meeting yesterday after the show. Mr. Ronick, it was actually on your agenda yesterday when we were talking about Droid, and I know I went out to Denver, did a meet and greet out in Denver, and a lot of people, you know, that were there, they just happened to be there, and we got in a discussion about not having a Mike O'Mara Show Droid app.
Right.
And You've got a Droid app for Big O and Dukes.
Yes.
Yeah, and of course,
I made the call.
Right. What's that?
I made the call that we talked about yesterday during the business meeting.
Oscar,
so we can have one too.
Wow, was it the right number?
It was the right number.
That's good.
So do we? How can we? And I'll ask Oscar and Mark. Mm-hmm. Can we figure out? I mean, obviously, if one person has a Droid, I want to get to them. I want to reach them and make it convenient
like Andrew.
For Andrew Langer to do that.
So initially, a couple years ago, the amount of people that were using their Droids to consume this format, the Mike O'Mara Show or podcast in general, was smaller than Apple because Apple had such a great system to get it to you. But now, because the phones have gotten so much better, especially because Samsung has come into the marketplace, that the numbers have dramatically increased.
So there are a lot of people that have Droids now. That should be listening to this show and getting that.
And much to my chagrin, there are some of these Samsung phones, like the Samsung Galaxy, and that really just do a lot more than the iPhone does.
Right.
They just do. That's what
they do. So, Mark, is it safe to say we are in the process of rectifying this situation?
Yeah, I think
we're investigating it right now.
I had the conversation yesterday. I think everybody will be pleased.
So, excellent. Oscar and Mark, you guys are on that?
We are. Yeah.
And if I was to throw out just a day figure as far as how long it might take for us to get a...
We could do it within... I imagine 3 weeks.
Three weeks?
Yeah.
So if you're happy about that, Droid users, please... Rob wrote Easter 2017.
Is that soon enough?
I think that... let us know, too, if you're a Droid user, and that would make you happy. Andrew, would that make you happy?
It would be great if we had it this weekend, because I can't download the show... before I go to New York. So
boo-hoo-hoo.
That's
right,
on the way home on Sunday.
And this is our guest.
I'm sorry.
Speaking of Andrew Langer, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I will do... I'm going to write up a quick intro for Andrew Langer that I'm going to make up. And we'll talk some politique. Oh, I know people are freaking out about that on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Sorry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our second segment is brought to you by TryLendingTree.com. Listen to this. I applied online and had calls within minutes, and the refi worked exactly as explained to me on day one. The entire process was completed in about 3 weeks.
Nice.
That's how easy it is.
Amazing.
Listen, all the statistics that are rolling out right now would be indicative of perhaps down the road a rate hike by the powers that be. I don't know where that's going to happen. You never can predict it, but... what we do know is what we have today, and that is historically low interest rates. If you're looking for a new home or you want to refi, the time to do it is now, and the best way to do it is TryLendingTree.com. Just go to TryLendingTree.com, fill out one simple form, and let their network of 200 lenders compete for your business. Totally free. Customers are saying wonderful things about it, as you know. Don't wait. Visit TryLendingTree.com, T-R-Y, LendingTree.com. You get your free mortgage guide when you enter our code, that's TMOS, or you can call 866-291-2010. You'll be confident you got the best deal. Visit TryLendingTree.com. They're wonderful, and we appreciate them. And now, let's
Terms
welcome...
and conditions apply. Visit website for details. NMLS license number 1136, 1312 Village Creek Drive, Suite 900, Plano, Texas, 75093. God, he's good.
Very
good. Thank you very much.
Maybe the best.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Political Corner on the Mike O'Mara Show. We welcome the former speechwriter for Gerald Ford and a man who worked in the catering department of the George W. Bush White House, was actually a driver for his father, George Sr., and has also worked on the campaigns of Lowell Weicker, Michelle Bachman, and several other luminaries. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you from the grand state of Maryland, a Republican. He has his own show. I didn't get any of his bio information, so I can't give him a proper intro.
He didn't want it.
He didn't want his
He's
bio.
He's living off the grid.
Would you like to, Mark, how would Andrew Langer be best known?
Let's ask Andrew.
Andrew, how would you be best known?
I am president of the Institute for Liberty.
Institute for Liberty.
Yeah.
Sounds terrific.
Nice. We applaud that. But
proud Michael Mara sponsor.
That's wonderful. The Institute for Liberty. And that's a think tank.
Yeah, an advocacy group.
An advocacy group. Yeah. You're a lobbyist.
Yeah, more or less.
Do you make a lot of money doing that?
We're a nonprofit, so yeah. That's
so
way.
Are we.
I make a lot of money, yes.
So are we, but we're just not listed.
Yeah. I'm in it for the fun.
Now, the Institute for Liberty has certain causes.
Yes.
That I jump on board with.
Yes.
And they would be, I guess, skew kind of libertarian.
Yeah,
would that be
very
it?
Much so. Mm.
Is that how you would describe yourself politically?
Small L libertarian. I am a registered Republican. I used to be a Republican Party official. I'm no longer a Republican Party official.
Now, how come you're no longer a Republican Party official?
Frustration. I live in Maryland, so it's an uphill battle, and you have a bunch of folks who are trying to be the tallest midget in the room, and I just got tired of that. I'm very solutions oriented. It's one of these things where you guys all are always talking about policy issues, and that's what gets me going, is trying to find solutions to things. And so I just got frustrated working with folks who were more interested in feathering their own beds, and that bothered me. So I stepped back. And then I also last summer read a really great book called The Declaration of Independence by, and I know you don't want me to wonk out.
Okay.
But you need to get.
Who wrote it?
A guy named Nick Gillespie, who edits Reason Magazine.
All right.
And Matt Welch, who also edits Reason Magazine. And The Reason Foundation
is
a
right-wing to me.
Very libertarian think tank. Actually, you would love these guys. They're
I don't mind libertarian. Penn Jillette and company.
Absolutely.
They're libertarians I can listen to. I have a lot
What's
of fun
a libertarian?
With. A libertarian is basically take government out of everything in your life.
Well, no, it's not. They're not anarchists, but they're essentially folks who believe government should be out of your pocketbook and out of your bedroom.
Cuckoo!
Okay. So,
cuckoo!
But here's the thing, Mike. You know,
they're nuts.
Andrews
are anti-war.
They believe many of them are anti-war. I mean, there are lots of different nuanced positions, but essentially, it's folks who want to be left alone, which is, you know, I think.
Is Jesse Ventura libertarian?
I don't think he ran as a libertarian. I don't remember.
No. I think he had no nutty. Party affiliation.
Yeah, I think that's exactly.
But guys that would, I mean, I guess if you had the political outlook of this is my home. I pay for what I want.
Yes.
All right. I make my own decisions.
Dictionary definition. Libertarian. A person who advocates liberty. I hate dictionary definitions like that.
I'm telling you, it's government out of your pocketbook and government out of your bedroom. I mean, it's essentially what, you know, conservatives could be if they weren't interested in telling people who they can marry and what they could watch on in
what
terms
about
of porn.
Polygamy.
I don't think that there's a particular libertarian position on polygamy, theoretically, if you're not hurting anybody, maybe I think you would have libertarians who would argue for that. It would all depend.
Libertarian, second definition, a person who maintains the doctrine of free will.
Yeah.
Distinguished from necessitarian.
Necessitarian.
So
what's that?
So they wrote Jesus this, but Matt and Nick wrote this great book called The Declaration of Independence, which talks about this 40% of the electorate that's in the middle. This, you know, it's funny because Mitt Romney doesn't quite understand where the electoral politics are. 30% of the population is registered Democrat. 30% of the population is registered Republican.
Okay.
And then there's this vast sort of libertarian middle.
So we got a 40% middle.
Yeah, which is...
But it's not 40% undecided by any
stretch
of the
imagination. No, that's exactly right. And you get into these great debates over what these people believe. And I've got friends who say that, though, they vote because Zoolander's wearing a green shirt with pandas on it.
Right.
Or you know, or Rob is, you know, Rob likes Crown Royal.
Yeah. I do.
Or whatever.
I vote for that.
Or they stay away.
Or they stay away. But more to the point, you know, there are also folks who just, they're like, damn it, I'm so independent, I'm not going to tell you what my affiliation is because it's none of your damn business.
Right. Okay. Yeah, and I'm not going to pay taxes.
No?
Something different.
Some of them don't want to pay taxes. Some of them want to pay, you know. So it's, but you know, government, to these libertarians, government exists to protect individual rights.
I just laugh at it when he gives me a look. This is on TV.
I know.
Oscar's
sort of zoning.
This is Oscar's look. I want to duplicate Oscar's look that makes me laugh every time he does it. This is right. Yeah, because we're not going to pay taxes.
waiting for a response.
Says something like he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, which is true. He knows he's not. It's a strange world out there right now.
Well, I mean, it's very different because never before in American history have we seen a larger percentage of the population not affiliated with either of the two major parties.
Right.
Which gets into what you've talked about.
Which should say something.
It's
means that both parties are going too far to the extreme.
It's also that they. You know, the disappointment with
Are you shaking your head now?
I am.
Well, because you're part of the extreme.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I don't think I'm extreme at all.
I guarantee you
are.
I'll argue that till the day I die.
But Buzz, I think you might be going in the direction where it's folks who are very upset that the parties are not sort of, they're not adhering to the philosophies that they are supposedly espousing. There's a great deal of hypocrisy.
Yes.
So, you know, it's the folks who were disappointed that George W. Bush was a big government Republican. And not necessarily a conservative.
So we've got, we have a relatively brief history worldwide. Our country is relatively young. And if you say we are right now at a point where more people are not affiliated with either the Republicans or the Democrats, are we in that case primed for a third or fourth party to be launched?
Well, I think, and I've got some ideas on how you can do that and how you can.
Well, I don't want to launch a party.
No. No, but
you, see, sure I think it's great. Let me just interrupt. I think it's great. That 40% of the electorate is not affiliated.
I agree.
I think that's the way it should be. I don't think anybody should.
It
be
prompts
affiliated.
People to think more.
And so last summer when I was sort of going through and trying to figure out what I was going to do, when I realized that being affiliated with the Republican Party was more of a detriment than it was a help, especially in my sort of day job where I'm not partisan at the Institute for Liberty. I obviously have a point of view, you know. So I stepped back.
But, have you voted for Democrats?
With the exception of my mother when she ran for school board, no.
Really, you never.
Well, you gotta understand. I grew up in a household in New York where there were.
You never
very
voted for
Democrats.
Paul Sarbanes.
Never voted for Paul Sarbanes.
Really, you never voted for Barbara Mikulski.
You never voted for
William Donald Schaefer.
I never voted for Willie Dunn. I voted every time
for that pimp Ehrlich.
I did vote for Bob. Yes,
I like
Governor
Ehrlich.
Bob.
Of course, Bob.
You did.
Why?
Yeah, you and everybody over at JFK liked Ehrlich because he came by all the time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
He's really nice.
I came out of New York a conservative Democrat. I came to my beliefs through anti-communism, and that's really sort of how growing up during the Cold War, the sort of the tail end of the Cold War, the Reagan era. My buddies, we all sort of talk about this. We all sort of came to our conservative values when we all saw Red Dawn in 1984.
Oh, wow. Great movie.
Amazing. Great movie.
Got to remake it. We were all going to take to the hills and defend ourselves when the Russians came. But
you're tail gunner Joe. You're a tail gunner Joe Republican.
You know that Red Dawn has been remade?
Yes.
And it's already been done, but they haven't released it yet.
It's coming out in November.
But it's been 3 years in the waiting.
Original was Patrick Swayze, right?
Yes.
Original one was Patrick Swayze. Now it's got the guy from Thor. And the reason why they delayed it was because originally it was the Chinese that invaded.
Oh.
And they didn't want to offend the Chinese. Mm-hmm. So
who's it going to be now?
It's of course not. Now the North Koreans.
The North Koreans.
Obviously, perfect. The North Koreans are going to be able to invade America. So
of course.
It comes out in November.
Can't
I'm
wait.
Very excited.
We could do 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours talking about this. But I will tell you right now. That it is a strange world. We were talking about it yesterday. It seems to me that we are more divided as a country than we've ever been.
Well,
is that accurate?
I think the parties themselves, the major political parties, are divided. I think you have two very different philosophies at work with the populace, two very different visions over where the government is. And then you have folks who are advocating on both sides. And then there is this vast libertarian middle where there is a lot of common ground. I mean, stuff you and I were talking about where things we agree on that you know, you don't like the fact that we may agree on some things, but we do.
Vast libertarian middle.
The 40%.
Well, the 40% is not libertarian.
I think very many of them are smaller libertarian. And that gets into what Nick and Matt got into in their book, which is surveying who these people are and what they believe.
What about the people that I don't care, that I don't cares?
Well, the I don't care people tend to be, they just want to be left alone, right?
Right.
I mean, when I say smaller libertarianism, I mean people
Oscar, you
who
said
really
that with such
alone.
Sincerity.
Yeah.
Because I don't, there, there are He's times serious. That you don't care.
Absolutely.
And, I think everybody gets there, but, there is that group.
I have like two or three friends that I will try to engage, and they're like, really? Not going to affect me either way. And even if it does, what am I going
to
do?
I would venture to say they're probably not the brightest bulbs on the tree.
No, but they don't care.
Right.
So, you know, you get folks.
Look at Honey Boo Boo.
Folks, listen, it all comes back to I compare a lot of things talk about my mother, because my mother was very much in the left wing camp and was a Peace Corps volunteer and ran a nonprofit health clinic in Harlem and, you know, didn't understand. My first job in D.C., I worked for a blind property rights lawyer who was literally to the right of Attila the Hun. I mean, the guy was the really mega conservative. And she didn't understand why I was working with this crazy blind property rights lawyer until my folks came home and the town had a bulldozer in their backyard bulldozing over it.
Wow.
And then they sort of get it. It. You know, a lot of times what happens is that, you know, your non-caring reality gets hit square between the eyes. Yes. When, you know,
you need to care.
I have a friend who just got popped in Williamsburg, Virginia for a public intoxication. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, the cops are basically harassed her and picked her up.
That's illegal in West Virginia?
No, this is regular Virginia. Not West Virginia, Williamsburg, right? Williamsburg, Virginia.
She's wearing a tricornered hat.
Williamsburg is in Virginia, Buzz.
Yes.
I thought he said West Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, I mean, so stuff gets, you know, people get hit right between
finger
the eyes
on the
and
pulse of America.
Yes.
So even if you're in a place where you kind of don't have an opinion for or against a certain party and you're an independent,
yes,
is that also a libertarian?
It depends on what you believe. I mean, okay. if you're an independent because you believe that the Democratic Party isn't going far enough and it's sort of expanding the size and scope of government, and you want, you know, government to be the solution to a bunch of different answers.
All right.
To, you know, then you're probably not going to be a libertarian.
Let me ask you this. Sure. All right. Tell me whether I could be a libertarian. I'll tell you what I believe and tell me whether I'd be a good libertarian. I believe that we should, in our society, our education
mm-hmm.
and our health care and our elderly should all be taken care of. No matter what your economic stratus,
including college education.
College education.
If you believe the government,
we should have public education through university.
If you believe the government should do that, then you're not a libertarian.
Then I'm not a libertarian.
But okay. but you do have libertarian sentiments.
I believe yes. that you know, I don't like the government, especially on, you know, you hear the Republicans say small business all the time.
Yes.
I was a small business owner, and I can tell you, I agree that we are overregulated.
Absolutely.
On the small business level, and I would love to see those regulations be revised.
If I can make a bold statement, it's one of those things where, because that's my area of actual expertise, is the regulatory state.
Okay.
If we cut the regulatory state for every 10% we cut, so let's just say we cut 10% of the regulatory state, the regulatory burden on small business,
mm-hmm.
we could create 6 million jobs.
Now, small business, I will tell you. Let me
businesses
finish.
With 20 employees or less is
small
what I,
business yeah. I'm all about.
Yes.
But when it comes to those people that poop all that crap into the air and into our rivers.
Absolutely.
And into our drinking and can affect our, you know, all of our lives, I think we don't regulate enough.
Which,
you know,
raises the question, where do we draw the line? What defines for you, and for you, Mike, what defines small business
versus
large?
Can I answer it, Andrew? Can I answer it first? Let me tell you something, Buzz. What I think really is that minds better than mine mm-hmm. could sit down and come up with an answer to that question.
We need that answer.
Could really come up with an answer. And I think where the line of demarcation might come on something like that, you'll probably disagree with me, would be public health. I really think that's an amazingly significant mm-hmm. something that can literally affect how we survive. If you have an industry that can affect people's, you know, health
mm-hmm.
based on pollution, based on that type of thing, that's one of the areas where I think I feel strongly.
Generally,
about
the number that I use mm-hmm. is 20 employees or less. It's a good,
I've heard
simple
50.
Number.
Everybody draws it somewhere else.
You know, 90% of businesses have 20 employees or less.
But mm-hmm. if you have a business with 20 employees and you're out there making a product, that your product might produce something that's going to go up a chimney and cause everybody in the within a square mile area to get sick. You know, that's where I am.
Absolutely. No. And you can.
But if you got a bar, you know, I mean, I know it's you're saying well, you're killing people by serving
and
them booze, but let them
have fun. The bulk of the businesses that have 20 employees or less are in retail or in restaurants.
Service businesses, they're not into that.
But yeah. they get caught in this rubric. Right. And so we know, and these are not my right-wing numbers. The SBA mm-hmm. does some really mm-hmm. great analysis on this. Mm-hmm. You know, if when you get above the 20 employee number, there are all sorts of economies of scale. So regulations actually cost about 50% less per employee when you get above 20 employees, because you're usually hiring people to handle that stuff.
So you're really about the small business. And, you know,
so am I.
You can sit there, and I'll put it in everybody else's terms here. Mm-hmm. You can have a business. You want to open up a cake pop shop.
Yes.
And you are sitting there.
Do I?
And you have taken your last bit of savings to get this business open. And you have a date in your mind. And if you can't get those doors open on this date, you are sitting there literally in danger of maybe
going
belly up.
example. Guy had a, and Oscar, you would love this because, this, all right, so this guy graduates from GW. He's going to go work for Congress. He decides, you know something, I want to open up a business.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to open up a tanning salon in the middle of the GW campus, which is just a brilliant idea.
Yes.
Ready-made customer base. He's going to hire GW students, you know, and they'll get, you know, in addition to working a lower wage, they can get free tanning sessions.
Sure.
They'll be his.
Trade it out.
Took him 14 months to go from concept to marketplace. The first 11 months all dealing with the DC red tape and the federal red tape that he had to run through. And then it was a sprint to the finish to get it open.
Andrew, we will find comic. And there's a lot. When I went up and did Andrew's show up in Baltimore, I found out there's a tremendous amount of common ground. And incidentally, Andrew and I vote for different people and we have different ideas about things, but really this is what it's about when you're talking about common ground and finding common ground with people. The regulatory system for some of these small businesses is so devastating to people, and it puts people on the street.
And it's expensive.
It truly does. Yes.
$11,000 per employee per year if you have 20 employees or less, and that's just federal regulatory costs. So if you have 10 employees in your business, which is an average size small business, that's $110,000 you're dealing with in terms of federal regulations. And you can cut 10, 20% of that burden without sacrificing public health or safety and create a huge number of jobs. I mean, it's, as I said, every 10% you cut creates 6 million jobs.
Are there Democrats, people on the left of the aisle, that that you can
agree
talk to
that
about this type
there
of thing?
There are some. There used to be more, obviously, as the parties get more orthodox. There are fewer Democrats to reach over to talk to about this. You know, Nidia Velasquez, who's a congresswoman from New York, was not terribly interested. I get very disheartened. The person that the unfortunately, I'm not here to trash the Obama administration.
No, but that's all right. I'll listen to this.
But the Obama administration put in charge of the one office. There's one office over at the SBA who is able to advocate on behalf of small businesses with all of the other agencies. And the Obama administration put a guy over there who had never dealt with the regulatory state, didn't understand the problem. They've got great staff working over there, and then a guy who was a former electrical engineer who was in venture capital, because the Obama administration looks at the SBA as a venture capital source as opposed to a defender of small business.
Okay. And but the problem is, if we could just do it surgically instead of with all these broad strokes that everybody points at, maybe we'd be better off.
Andrew, why does it seem that regardless of party, just both parties, the major parties, you know, the Republicans, Democrats, are willing to sacrifice the well-being of the country for their interests?
Well, you generally do have two very different competing philosophies on things. I mean, you know, let's you know, factually, there are just competing philosophies over the role of government, the role of government in their lives. Now, obviously, there's hypocrisy on both sides in terms of how they go about doing it, but there is so much engendered in perpetuating the all-out war between the two parties that issue of compromise can't get done. So, you know, I'll go up and I'll talk to I'll give you an example. An issue we're working on has to deal with applying conservative principles of property rights to solving the problem of oceanic overfishing, which should be an easy sell because it's a conservative issue. But there are so many folks who are bound up in their own sort of parochial interests that we can't get folks to listen to us.
Bob Woodward just wrote a book talking about kind of the meltdown.
And incidentally, that little last thing he said, if you're out there in radio, that's what I disagree with. Disagree on the oceanic thing, but that's okay.
Good. So he just released a book talking about how the Republicans and Democrats, Obama and Boehner, couldn't come to the table and get to an agreement where
you want a cot, Zoolander. You want to stretch out a little bit.
Became and resulted in our overall credit rating being lower, because we just couldn't get our ass together.
About to happen again.
When that happens, what for you? What is your opinion? Why is that continuing to happen? Because that's not small.
Honestly, that affects
the whole country.
One of the fundamental problems is that, you know, these guys are dealing with the broadest strokes possible,
and one of my
great frustrations is that we're not looking at why things are happening, why they're doing what they're doing. You know, more folks now are talking about, for instance, the role of the cost of the regulatory state in our economic decline. That is, you know, fundamental to all this in terms of the healthcare debate. You know, it's one of my frustrations. Are we going to solve the problem? Are we what is actually the reason why healthcare costs are going up, and is it an insurance issue or is it a supply of medical care?
I'll give you a great example of what you hear in the media and reality. Okay, I'm surfing for private healthcare right now because I've been told that we can't do it as a group of guys, and I'm going through a broker.
So you want your own doctor?
I want my own healthcare.
Private healthcare.
No, private. Get my own. Rob.
Just having a good time.
I know.
The irony is that Rob just hit on the actual solution to the problem, but that's okay.
Mike's personal physician.
Just a conversation I go through. Checks three providers, okay? Mm-hmm. I have sleep apnea. I've talked about it on the show. Said, what's any pre-existing thing? Sleep apnea. He said, yeah, well, the insurance company A and B said no, but C will probably... excuse me, what have we heard for the last 6 months? Pre-existing conditions. You're not, you're eligible with pre-existing. I was just told
no, I don't get that.
Companies. So nothing's really changing behind the scenes. It's very, very frustrating. But at the same time.
And unfortunately, it's going to get worse.
When you talk about, you talked about Oceania, you talk about fisheries, right? You're talking about fishermen primarily, right? And I'm telling you, as someone who has had personal experience looking at what overfishing does to an ecosystem.
Yeah.
I'm somebody where that would be very, very important to me. If it's surgical, I'm okay.
No.
But that's where you have to be careful.
Point in all of this is with the fisheries issue is that we are looking at ways to conserve and protect those fisheries.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a very weird alliance with folks on the left on this. And so you've got folks on the right.
You're in an alliance.
And you got folks on the right who won't trust us because because of our weird alliance on this, and because we're looking at a conservation issue,
right?
But and then folks on the left are upset about it because it's not a big government top down command and control way of doing it,
which is so. And I agree with you.
So you get so beholden. It's like in the healthcare debate, we were against the individual mandate. And we reached out to...
That's a big Republican thing, too. We should say
that. I'm the mandate.
Yes. We reached out to Physicians for Social Responsibility.
Rob hasn't listened to the last 40 minutes of the show.
I think it's great that he's here, though. Isn't it great? Yeah.
This is Rob's inner monologue.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sunny's going to be at Costco today.
What time does Carrie get up? I know she drank a lot of coffee.
Here's Oscar's inner monologue. I'm a douchebag who's getting a phone today because I dialed the wrong number.
What were you saying? We interrupted.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was his outer monologue. That was his lead story.
So we reached out to the Physicians for Social Responsibility because they stand against the individual mandate as a bailout for big insurance, which we agree with. We agree it was a bailout for big insurance, and we also saw it as a threat to individual rights. They would not come along with us in an alliance to fight this because we were not willing to sign on to their opinion of a single payer healthcare system.
Okay.
And it's like we can't be so sort of beholden to the overarching orthodoxy that we can't fight these individual issues that are so important, because in the end they are all individual issues that we have to deal with.
I think we can leave it at there. There's so much that we could talk about, but that I agree. When Andrew and I sit here and talk, and it's the same way up in Baltimore, there's more. Andrew knows where I come from and where Buzz comes from, and we're talking politics on the show. There's really, if we all just took a breath in this country, there is more than we can agree on.
More common ground.
And unfortunately, when both sides want to paint with the broad strokes, nothing really gets done, ultimately. And it's very, very frustrating. It's tough. So it's the Institute for Liberty. There's stuff I agree with in there. There's stuff I totally disagree with in there. But you know what? You care.
Thank you.
I've always said to people, that even that I disagree with, if you give a damn and you're out there trying, I respect that more than people that, like, unfortunately, your friends, Oscar, that go, I don't care about anything. Well, Andrew said it right. When it slaps them in the face and it affects their, they get a NIMBY thing.
Well, the most important thing for them is to get their miracle marijuana license. That's
but when there aren't doctors to give them their I'm sorry, Buzz,
libertarians support that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Medical marijuana. You might get him over to your side.
That's right.
We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That's where the brevity, the short show, is tough for us.
Yeah,
I could sit there and God, Langer and I could like spend 15 hours just going.
Where does the term wonk come from?
Wonk. That's it. Maybe Andrew can answer that, because I don't have the answer.
It was a term that was invented in the height of the Clinton administration to describe guys like Al Gore. I mean, who are
have anything to do with Willy Wonka?
Political geek.
Yeah, it's really what it is. Wow. Policy geek. Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Where it came into my life is when I started doing the Mike O'Mara show in the afternoon. I was going to skew a little more political until I had a fellow by the name of Dick Morris on my show, and I was so turned off by his wonkiness. And he's a Clinton guy that turned out to be a Bush guy. because he was, you know, he got in a huge feud with the Clinton administration. They threw him under the bus, and now he's a big right-wing advocate. I hated that interview so much.
I remember.
You know, I actually enjoyed having Andrew on the show, but it's almost that close to
you got there. Back where
welcome back to the show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Amazon.
Beautiful.
Folks, we had a little business meeting on the Mike O'Mara show yesterday. Amazon came up.
Nice.
I want to tell you, we love you, and we love you for doing it, but please try a little harder. And I'm not talking about you people that do it. I'm talking about sharing this information with other people.
Get friends to do it.
That if you go to Amazon and you do your internet shopping and get your incredible bargains at Amazon, all we need you to do is tell your neighbors, tell your friends that you got this show, this little engine that's chugging along that you support, and the best way to support it is to shop through Mike O'Mara Show at Amazon. That's it, yeah.
A new feature we've started this week on Amazon. I don't buy music through iTunes anymore because I find that on Amazon, the music works better in all platforms. If you hear a song that you like on this show, and I try pretty hard to play music from all over the place, every song we play on this show is now going to have its own folder on our website where you can go find out what I've played and buy the songs through Amazon. And it's, I believe, is it Amazon/music?
It's MikeOmaraShow.com/music.
Yeah, and Rob, just, I went and got that. You played that other alternative version of the Gordon Lightfoot song.
Sundown?
Yes.
Sundown, yeah.
Yeah. I got that on Amazon.
Every song we play heretofore will be there. So go and buy that music. It supports our show, and it also gives you some great tunes.
That's true. But you know what? I don't think we're going to get there doing it that way, Rob.
Doesn't hurt.
If you're going to buy a car, you know, really, what are the songs? 99 cents or something like that?
Right, yeah.
That's not going to, I mean, really, well, Rob, the Mike O'Mara show is in trouble.
Think about the number.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Think about the number of downloads that we receive.
Yes, the
number
of downloads.
Now, if everyone bought one song, we'd be done.
You know, maybe Rob's right, Mark. And Rob didn't have to sit outside because I hit the thing yesterday.
Yeah, you did it.
Mike, certainly, if you're going to buy the big dog iPhone 5S, whatever it is, get that through
Amazon. Do that, too. And once you have the iPhone, buy your records through Amazon.
Brandon Robbins just bought his wife a new Canon G123 camera using the Amazon button at MikeOmaraShow.com. We thank you in advance for that. Without further ado, Rob got a super quickie today because you got about 5 minutes,
I did open the thing yesterday. I was right yesterday.
You were, so you didn't have to sit outside. Rob was right. I did hit it. I didn't even hear it. I hit it so quick.
But I did want to play a song for you today to open the audio vault, if that's okay by you.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
So there you go.
Thank you. I deserve it.
And you know what? What is it that we love the most about Anderson Cooper? Probably
the glasses.
Uh-oh.
How did Anderson get out of there? The big steel door shut. We need to work on the seal.
I'm sorry.
Face back.
He's a little kid.
Are you?
Face back.
Open
you can't
it, please.
Tell me face.
Do you like Anderson Cooper's giggle?
Yeah.
I do. And I love that he giggles during his feature on his show called The Ridiculist.
Okay.
They try to give him something that's going to make him laugh.
I think he's got a very infectious laugh.
Mm-hmm. Last night, Wolf Blitzer sat in for Anderson Cooper, and he said, please put something in The Ridiculist that Anderson could not do. And so here's Wolf Blitzer face to Anderson Cooper. This is what Wolf Blitzer read last night during The Ridiculous.
All right, so this is where I can easily surpass Anderson Cooper. Go ahead, put whatever they want in the teleprompter, and I will say it without laughing, without flinching, maybe even without even blinking. Here we go. All right, here we go.
That's funny.
The pussy willows blowing in the wind on the shores of Lake Titicaca are almost as magical as Uranus. See, Anderson Cooper could never have gotten through those
true.
Words.
That's
and
true.
That is what I call payback on the re-blitz you list.
Didn't know he had it in him.
Now, this is going to drive Zoolander crazy. Because of the time difference, people in Japan already have their iPhone 5.
What?
They do. And I thought it was interesting. Here's a man in Japan reacting to getting his iTunes 5. He's very happy.
Here we go. You're one of the first people in the world to hold the new iPhone. How does it feel?
Great. It's really, really light. It's really ultra thin as well. It doesn't feel really good in your hand. So I'm extremely satisfied.
Extremely satisfied.
Sort of a British-Japanese accent.
And also, I'm very sad to hear that who I always thought was real sexy, Fiona Apple, was arrested as they found her with hashish. So here's a new mix of her record.
I've been a bad, bad girl.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot, naughty, bad little rocker,
has hash.
Really not an issue for me.
So
Sorry, Fiona.
Yeah. Oh, and but we do have.
What are you doing?
You don't read during the show. You don't read a magazine.
Jesus, can we get
you
some hors d'oeuvres?
You don't come in here, Zoolander.
Mikey was laughing so hard he spit out his gum on the floor.
Okay. Good. Very good.
And you know, he was handing it to me. the chewed piece of gum he was holding in front of my face.
We're talking about Zoolander. He's had a bad morning.
That's right. We actually have tape of her arrest. Okay. Did you know we have surveillance tape of Fiona Apple's arrest?
Is that possible?
Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. What?
That's such a dangerous way to arrest somebody because the cop's just standing there.
I know, and then they just keep saying.
Apple. Hey.
He's right in front of me.
The apple.
And the thing is she's high on hash. She's not paying attention.
Exactly.
I wish her well. Dave Letterman says he does not hate Mitt Romney.
Okay. Good.
And he came out last night, and I really enjoyed this little monologue.
Mitt Romney, or his little buddy, the vice president. Who's the little buddy?
Paul Ryan.
Gilligan, his little buddy Gilligan. They have an open invitation anytime on short notice. You want to be here tomorrow? Fine. Come tomorrow. You want to be here Monday? Anytime. I don't care. Bring in Paul Ryan. Bring in Mitt Romney. Bring in Mitt and Mrs. Mitt and all the kids. Bring in everybody. Summing up then, Mitt, get a hold of yourself. We don't hate you. Stop telling people we hate you. This, by the way, I'll bet this is the Tonight Show poisoning Mitt, saying, oh, you know, Letterman hates you. So that makes Mitt afraid to come and be on the show. But he's been on the show, was a wonderful guest.
Sure.
We are imploring you. We are beseeching you. Please, Mitt, try and fit us into your itinerary. Thank you very much.
So we'll see where that goes.
Well, it's an old... That is his old Letterman routine as his... He did it
so
with
great.
Oprah. I love it. It's fantastic.
I do, too. And while we close... You know what? We're not going to have time to get into Dr. Phil with Robert Blake.
Oh.
Good reason to come in on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. What a tease. Can you give us a taste?
You want a taste?
Just a taste.
All right. Here we go.
Did you kill your wife?
Oh. So we'll have more on Monday.
Oh, my God.
We close with Conan O'Brien. Good news, Mike. This might get you back to going to Disney.
Disney World just announced they're going to plan to start serving alcohol.
Tough time.
Beer and wine. Yeah, they're even going to introduce a new character, Extremely Buzz Lightyear.
I love you, Woody.
And that is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. What's this?
She and Him. This is from a Buddy Holly tribute album. Came out about 4 months ago. It's called Oh Boy, and it's on our website.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We urge everybody to go to our website. Also, if you have a band and you'd like to be involved in our stage show, send out... what do they send it to, Mark? I always forget what it's called.
You can go to MikeOMaraShow.com/houseband.
And go on there. We've got 10, 11 entries already.
Some good
ones. We're going to wrap it up October 10th, and we would love to see a selection if you would like great exposure. And, you know, we'll throw you a dollar or two.
T-shirts.
There you go.
You might be paid in T-shirts, but you'll get great exposure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so long to the Pulsators.
Right.
Pulsators, unfortunately, did not like that arrangement.
No.
We didn't ask the Pulsators to play. They just it was actually a little discussion that went on where they said, well, it's going to cost you this.
Oh, so well.
We said, no, it's not.
No.
And we made that real clear in the very beginning.
Way,
and, you know, they weren't even a finalist.
No, what you got to do is let the show expose you. Don't choose to expose yourself.
Right.
Let us expose you.
So I wanted to make that real clear. You're doing this for... You know,
exposure.
Your love of
this
music.
Is one of those
right.
kinds of stage
you know,
shows.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we only have, you know, a certain amount of dollars that we got to throw around.
They sent you a rider?
We got to basically, you know, pay our way back to Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, the Pulsators, you'll be picking out your own brown M&Ms from the pile.
Okay? That's right.
Thank you. Without further ado, let's get right
can't
to it.
I can't believe that happened.
I saw the email. It kind of cracked me up.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, and they wanted some
they wanted
serious
some
coin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'll take that.
From us?
Oh, that's how we're feeding our families,
right.
That's
right.
You know, we can get up there. We can play kazoos.
Ukuleles.
But I'd like to have a little band and have a little fun, and that's the whole idea. And it's the...
ever.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Yeah. So are we, you know, and am I cheap on that? Yes, I am.
Sure.
That's the one thing. You know,
you're not cheap on fun.
But the reality is, we have an opening act, and we thought it would be nice to give our listeners a chance to perform in front of other listeners.
Precisely. Let's get an update on the news. Here is Buzz Burbank. Take it away.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. Same day shipping, money back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, and to order your refills, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Buzz, before you start your news, I wanted to do this, and I'll forget. And if I don't do it now, I'll forget. Dr. Ron Moser, my old Dr. Mangala, he sent a wonderful edible fruit basket to the
arrangement skill. It was gorgeous.
And really, and I threw him under the bus the other day, and I apologize, Ron. Ron had sent that out long before I'd done the rave out that we didn't hear from him. We didn't just hear from him. He sent a gift, and he didn't need to do for a birthday greeting for his son, Adam. So, Ron Moser, you're the greatest, and Adam, tell your father I'm the ass, I'm the silly ass, and really, if he'd like, I'll drive to Bowie, to his dental office, and we can recreate a scene from Marathon Man.
Fair enough.
If he'd like that.
And you know what? Listeners, take a page from Mr. Moser's book. When we do your birthday greeting, send us a gift.
Rob. Jesus. There's your brother.
And let Rob's kids eat it all.
Yeah. Rob's kids. Incidentally, Ron, Rob's kids got the edible arrangement.
Yes. And they were delighted.
There we go.
They haven't had fresh fruit in years.
Kids love fruit. No scurvy in your house.
No. Take Robert's walking straight.
We begin today with the number one problem facing America today, the Fox News Channel.
Oh. It is arguing. Andrew Langer's going to be on Fox News. When are you going to be on?
Tomorrow morning at 6:20.
You have my condolences.
One of the problems, I guess.
Right after MASH, right?
No, it's not you, Andrew, and this was not done with you in mind. No. In fact, when this was produced, I'd sort of even forgotten you were going to be on the show today.
Tell me it's the morning show.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the greatest collection of mallet heads you will ever meet in your life.
I disagree.
Thank you for that.
The women on there are amazing.
I'm talking about not
good
not,
looking.
First of all, there's only one woman on the regular hosts of that show.
Oh, no, I'm talking, you know, Fox Business News.
Oh, that's different.
Okay. That's a whole other animal.
We're not talking about them.
And that's that kind of business.
And Fox News Channel, arguably one of the nation's prime sources for the news of the day, being number one among the so-called 24/7 news channels, number one in the ratings. Now, much of yesterday's morning show, Fox and Friends, was dedicated to a photo of President Obama chatting with a man in a pirate costume. The idiots who host the morning show went on and on about how Obama didn't have time to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, but did have time to talk with a make-believe pirate. What Fox News didn't bother to check, as is often the case, are the facts. The photo was a setup for a joke at a lighthearted correspondence dinner 3.5 years ago. The White House re-released the photo this week as a tweet and as a nod to the lighthearted Talk Like a Pirate Day we
and
had this
they
week.
They do this all the time. They do this all the time because their slant on the news, because of their propaganda BS, they actually go to town on these things. And that's where you get these problems because they're trying to, you know, it's news with a point of view.
A Fox News analyst, I'm sorry, that's analyst,
easy,
called the president Broadway Barack and said, quote, foreign policy is taking a back seat. To the pirate.
And that's out there.
It wasn't
the people that are brainwashed by the Fox Network, it's out there, and the damage is done on them.
It wasn't until after sign-off and Fox and Friends had finished its usual daily damage that it finally clarified.
That's when they do it.
The nature of the picture with host Steve Ducey tweeting, how time flies.
He's an ass.
He is. He's a jerk.
I hate the fact that I was ever that douchebag's friend.
But you know what?
I really do. What a absolute vacuous piece of dung.
Disc jockey. That's all he is.
Yeah.
He's got himself a gig.
He was the feature reporter at Channel 4 when I went to his house. Your wife was hot, though. I don't know if it's the same one.
Not surprised.
I think maybe he's traded her.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Now, years have gone by.
Probably.
Your elected lawmakers.
When are you going to be on Fox News, Andrew?
6:20 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Have fun.
I'll make sure I bring this. I'll bring this.
Say hi to him for us.
Yeah, he's on right before the Wiggles.
Right? You should dress like a pirate.
I wear my puffy shirt.
Brilliant. Yeah.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Your elected lawmakers from both parties listened carefully yesterday to dire warnings from the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank about the fiscal cliff we're about to go off. and then they pack their bags to leave town. Big tax hikes and severe budget cuts are scheduled to go into effect January 2nd unless Congress acts before then. But as we said, lawmakers are busy preparing to leave town for that much-deserved seven-week vacation. House Speaker John Boehner says there'll be no action until after Election Day. In truth, both parties are waiting to see if there's any kind of a power shift or how much of one from the upcoming election. Democrats did send Boehner a letter asking him to keep the House in session to deal with jobs, the economy, and the deficit. Boehner wrote back that the House has dealt with those topics, only to have its ideas rejected by the Senate and the President, and there's your gridlock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Early voting and absentee balloting has already started in a number of states, or will next week. Early voting's been up by about 50% in recent years. Those early votes usually cast by folks who've already made up their minds. There's also been a shift in the apathy gap that we were talking about the other day.
And we were talking about it today.
New Gallup poll numbers show Democrats growing more enthusiastic about getting out to vote on Election Day, while Republican enthusiasm is waning a bit. The two parties were tied for enthusiasm back in June. Today, Democrats lead Republicans in gusto, 73% to 64. Overall, voter apathy is also reduced. In other words, more enthusiasm all around.
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure if I want to buy any jeans or not. So I'm going to go to the apathy gap.
Other news fast. The State Department's now investigating the attack on our embassy in Libya that left an ambassador and other Americans dead. The attack now appears to have had nothing to do with that anti-Muslim video, which was apparently used as a cover for a pre-planned Al-Qaeda terrorist attack.
Buzz, they go back and forth on this, though. They go back and forth almost every day.
I don't know that they have any more than any other incident of its type. Early reports are always sketchy, always unclear, and very
guarded. Yeah, but I've heard,
it's
like one day you'll hear that it was Al-Qaeda, then the next day they'll say, no, it was spontaneous, they got guns.
It's almost universal now.
The State Department was warned 3 days before the attack happened not to send diplomats to Benghazi, that there was something was going to happen on September 11th.
Really?
Another breakdown. Okay. Another
Absolutely.
Breakdown. Wow. Keeps happening. I don't know why. Judge in California has refused to order YouTube to take down that anti-Muslim video in a lawsuit filed by an actress who says she was duped into participating in that hate film. The last of President Obama's 33,000 surge troops left Afghanistan yesterday, leaving 68,000 too many troops left there. A new study finds no harm done from the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. The report finds no effect on morale, recruitment, or effectiveness. And female soldiers, meanwhile, are finally being fitted with body armor that actually fits. And finally, from the home office in Florida, last Sunday, Lewis Carr, his girlfriend, and her daughter were driving along I-95 near Jacksonville when they spotted a young couple having sex in an adjacent car.
Nice.
At 70 miles an hour.
Nice.
But it was the humping while driving couple that got incensed, ultimately accusing Lewis and his family of taking pictures of them.
Wow.
The horny couple ultimately pulled a gun on the family over this. Florida again.
Yeah, never know. Florida, really? Was it Florida?
Oh, yeah, near Jacksonville. Exactly. Yeah.
Sure. The good part.
And although police eventually arrested the horny couple, the dispute was mostly settled when Lewis pulled into the parking lot of a bar that his parents own called Rennie's Redneck Yacht Club. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Hara Show.
He does not make these up.
I don't.
Andrew Langer, thanks for coming
on the
show.
Andrew.
Great job, Andrew.
Institute for Liberty.org. InstituteForLiberty.org. If you like what Andrew had to say, look for him tomorrow morning on the Fox News channel.
Set your alarm.
I got to be there 5:45. So.
He's a real ass, isn't he? Our show today was brought to you by the Workforce.
There's a reason they're putting me on at 6:20 in the morning. I get it. Believe me.
The Workforce Development Industry Building Learning Series from Northern Virginia Community College. It kicks off with a cybersecurity event Monday, September 24th from 6 to 8 p.m. Maybe you can help with the State Department and things like that if you get involved with this. Exactly. At NVC's Annandale campus, admission is free. It's a featured speaker. Dr. Ronald Ross is one of the top technology decision makers in government, and the event includes dinner and a free gift. Seats are going fast. Reserve yours today, 703-323-3281, and tell them you heard it here, and we thank them at NBCC. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. Great week of shows, and we'll be back Monday with a brand new one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.
The year 1968.
wearing your bracelets.
Take your glasses. 1968.